ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today at The Key, we are going to be asking a very significant and important question. That question is related to a very delicate topic, which is the topic of the conditions and the qualifications of the Imam. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very sad and solemn month for all Muslims, for all justice-loving people of this world. Because as you know, in this month, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was brutally martyred and killed on the plains of Karbala with some of his closest companions and some of his dearest of relatives and kin, because he opposed, they all opposed the tyrannical policies of the oppressive government of their time, right? And for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn day. And you know, the point of contention between these parties was the fact that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his followers, they felt that, the ruler of the time, he did not fulfill the qualifications of the leader as they have been, presented in Islamic doctrine. So let's look today at what are some of these qualifications. It can help enlighten us this event in particular, and also the subject in general. It's interesting to note that in this connection, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his letter to the inhabitants of Kufa, if you're well aware of the history of what transpired in Karbala, you are probably aware that, you know, the inhabitants of Kufa, they wrote a series of letters to the Imam, inviting him to lead to them. You know, a series of letters was exchanged by both parties. In any case, in his letter to the inhabitants of Kufa, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in a part of that letter, he alludes to some of the qualifications of the Imam. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by my life, he swears by his life, an Imam is only one who rules by the book, meaning his judgments, they should follow the book of God. And as consequently, as a corollary to this, this person, he should have knowledge of these rules, means he should have knowledge of the book of God, the Quran. The Imam is a maintainer of justice. He should be just and equitous and fair and bound to the right religion. He should be the follower of Islam. He should be the follower of Islam, and he should be a Muslim. And he also said, Imam Hussein also said, and controls himself for the sake of Allah. He should have, you know, the ability to control himself, control his anger, control his passions, his lust, his desires, right, for the sake of Allah, when the time comes for him to rule and pass a judgment and something, right, he shouldn't allow his lower faculties to get the better of his intellect and his reason, and to cloud his judgment and, you know, make him, swerve from the path of equity and justice. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam, also in line with the same theme, he said, explaining the traits of an Imam, he said, he must be of legitimate birth and well-bred. He neither gets distracted nor he plays. Meaning he shouldn't be somebody who who busies himself with vain things. Rather, he should be wise and he should be sagacious. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the conditions of the imamate and the leadership in the light of the hadith and the Quranic verses. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.